Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Andre. A fantastic point against a very good Leeds United side on Saturday. How important a result was that in hindsight?
Yeah, it was really important, and it felt like a win because when you play over 60 minutes with one player less against an opponent like Leeds, it's really hard. And the boys, they did it really well. They fought it, and they played as a team, and with a clear structure and high discipline. So this is absolutely good for the self-confidence and for the next games.
How much can you learn about your players from a match like that as well?
Yeah, I know about the mentality and the spirit in the team, and yeah, all the fans and the crowd. They believe in the team, and they pushed them over the whole distance. And I enjoy the team every day in the training, and can see that they also train very hard and with high discipline, and they want to take the next step. And this is always good for head coach.
As you say, you played a lot of the game with 10 men, physically as well as mentally. How much is that taken out of your players? And is that something that you will be mindful of when making your team selection for Wednesday?
First of all, it's always unnecessary to get a red card. It was not a really good situation, and we had to keep clear in our head, especially for Hoggy. He apologized after the game, but it happened. Yes, the other guys, they had to run a lot in this game, but we had a day off on Sunday. We had today the recovery training, and we play on Wednesday evening. So it should be no problem to do it again in this intensity and with this mentality. And also we have around 22 players in our squad, and everyone is ready and prepared to go on the pitch.
You go to Cardiff on Wednesday night. Do you go with a similar approach maybe to the game away at Watford, or is it again an entirely different scenario that you're going to have to deal with?
Yeah, we will see. Today we prepare everything about Cardiff. We know that Cardiff is a technical good team, and they are really good in form at this moment. We have always respect for every opponent. But we want to speak about our team, and we want to find solutions like in Watford, especially in the first half against Leeds. And we want to play our style of play, and then we will see if it's work or also in Cardiff.
The table is very, very tight at the moment. Firstly, how much notice do you take of the Championship table? Surely you have to, as a head coach, keep one eye on what's going on with the teams around you.
Yeah, you're right, I have to. But to be honest, my first view is not on the table, because for me, at this moment, it's important that the performance of the team is good, and we can very proud of them after a big win against Leeds. The point was very important for not only for us as a team, also for all the fans and supporters. They stayed behind us. Unbelievable. It was really good to see. And I get so many messages every day. And they are with the team, and they see that that we are on a good way to perform. And this is the most important thing, and the table is really important after the last match, and then we will see and hopefully celebrate to stay in the league.
It is so close, and so many teams who are still in potential trouble of relegation. Does that really hammer home the point that consistency to get a few results back to back is going to be the only way to move up that table and put some distance between you and the bottom three?
Yes, but we have only to show on our team and on our performance. And when we will do the same things like the last two or the last four or five games, then I'm 100% sure that we can get the points we will need to stay in the league. And Yes, we don't expect every week teams like Leeds, so we have to respect for against every opponent, but our team is good, and we have a high quality and high potential players, and until now we have some players who are injured, so they will come back and maybe increase the quality of the team. I'm totally positive with this, and I'm sure that we have a good April with good results, but for this we have to work hard and to make the things like in the last two games, because it's hard to win points in the championship, and we have to give always our best.
Do you speak to your players, maybe encourage them not to look at the table too much, not to fixate on other results and who's won today, who's lost today, where does that leave us? You can drive yourself crackers quite quickly, can't you?
Yeah, but we have 12 games to play. It's absolutely too early to speak about the table. We have to speak about our performances, and the performances are really good at this moment, and we have to believe in this, and to make the next steps for the next few weeks. So yeah, the table is then important when we know we stay for sure in the league. Then it's important, maybe earlier than the 4th May, but in German we would say am Ende wird abgerechnet, it counts at the end.
Finally, a word on team news. How's Yuta Nakayama after he went off injured on Saturday?
He was again today, but at this moment we are waiting for the results. So he has an injury with his knee, but I don't know exactly what the result is. But we will get you the information when they have.
Okay, but as it stands, he won't be playing on Wednesday.
No chance, yeah.
No, okay. And I just wanted to check on Brody Spencer, who had been poorly, managed to play a big number of minutes for you on Saturday. Is he feeling better now after that?
He's feeling better, and he trained in the recovery group today, so there's no problem for Wednesday.
Excellent. Anybody else who's definitely missing, or anybody else who's definitely back for selection on Wednesday?
Radinho Balca is, it looks really better, but it seems a little bit too early for him for Wednesday, but he's on a good way, and we hope it works for the next weekend.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you very much. Thanks, all the best.
Thank you. We'll come to Stephen from the Art Areas in the room.
Andre, just continuing on injuries, if I may. How far away is Reece Healy from making a return?
He trained on the pitch with an athletic coach, and today I spoke to him a little on the pitch, and for me it looked good, but it takes some more time. We hope latest in 3 weeks, and we hope a little bit earlier.
Okay, and Bojan Radulovic, is he... after his illness, is he feeling better and ready to do sort of more minutes now?
Yeah, he's ready. Last week he trained just one time, and so he was on the bench, but it was not the right playing situation for him to come in, and so today he trained really well, and he's an option for Wednesday.
We've not seen a lot of Bojan since he arrived at the club. Do you feel his opportunity is going to come?
Yes, absolutely, and he showed us in the training that he has quality. His start as a starter was not really good, but it was not only his problem. The first half against Sheffield, the whole team didn't work at this day in the first half, and just in the second half, it was much better, but he was out. So then the next games he didn't play, and yeah, for a striker is such a situation, it's not really easy, but now he's very high motivated in the training, and he wants to get the chance to play, and he works for this, and that's why I'm happy with his performance in the training, and then we will see if it's the right moment on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Cardiff, we know they pose a huge set-piece threat. They've got the most goals in the division by a long way. Is that something you particularly need to prepare the team for, the corners and free kicks, or is it business as usual for you?
Business as usual. Set pieces are important and every week. We saw it last weekend. So we are used to prepare everything. So in the same thing like every week.
Have you had much experience of this kind of schedule, sort of three games in a week? I know obviously you've had European competition, which would have been, but does that pose particular challenges as a head coach when you've got three games in a single week?
It's absolutely normal to have English weeks, maybe here in the championship with 46 games and two cups. It's a little bit more, but for me it's a really normal thing to play three times per week. And yeah, you have to recover a lot. You have to have a good nose for the right moment in training, for the exercises, and for this. So we are good prepared for Wednesday. Tomorrow we have a first time all on the pitch, because today we split it the whole squad. But the game is really the most important thing, and the players, they like to play more than to train, and that's why we are happy that we can play on Wednesday evening.
That's all for me. Thank you, Andre.
Thank you.
We'll finish with Jim from RCB Radio. Jim.
Hi, Andre. Very nice to meet you. First time talking to you. Andre, I was just sort of wondering, your time in Germany, you would have managed an awful lot of German clubs. Did you look on at English leagues and the Championship and the Premier League with great admiration? I suppose the type of football they play in Germany, it's fast-paced, same as the English league, while Spain and Italy might be a slower sort of tempo. Is that the type of football you like, that sort of fast-paced football?
I like this style of play, yes, for sure. And my opinion in England, it's a little bit quicker than in Germany. Germany is more technical football, and maybe not so quick in building up and in transition play. Here in England is the intensity much higher, and this is why it's so attractive for me to give my experience to such a team and to show if it works. And after 2 weeks, we're on a good way, and I like it.
Yeah, and I suppose coming into the Championship, Andre, you see teams of pedigree, I suppose a former Premier League winner, Leicester City there, Southampton, Leeds, clubs with sort of big reputations as well. It must be appealing as a foreign manager to come in over to England to try yourself, to test yourself out in those sort of games and those sort of environments as well, to go up against teams that might be perceived to be bigger in terms of their reputations as sort of such, and where they have been in recent years in terms of the Premier League. But it must be sort of appealing all the same.
Yeah, it's really great to play against teams with much experience and tradition. When we speak about Leeds from last weekend, there were a lot of Premier League players played for Barcelona, Champions League, and but I can say in Germany the second league is nearly the same. We have a lot of traditional teams in Germany. Now we have more supporters in the second league than in the first league, because of the traditional teams. And in England it's the same. You have always a very good atmosphere in the stadium. They are nearly all sold out, full of supporters. Many away supporters are behind the teams. Yeah, it's special, and this is what I like, and this is why we became professionals to play for this.
And I suppose, Andre, you would have managed an awful lot of teams, a high success rate, but you would have probably had pre-seasons to prepare. You would have probably have August, September in terms of preparing your team for the year ahead. Coming into a situation, say, in February, to a situation where there's 3 or 4 months in terms of the season is all packed in and sort of condensed, you have to sort of build on what's already there. You can't sort of say tear up the whole jigsaw and start from fresh again. You can put your own bits of ideas into it, but is that sort of challenging? Is that a new challenge for you in terms of your managerial career, coming in to a team halfway towards the end of the season?
No, it's not the first time. I enjoyed Hannover 9 games before the end, and before the end, so I know what I have to do in this club, and now it's really important to stay in the league. And now to speak about the preseason, or it's a long way to go. When we stay in the league and we are totally sure for this, then we need a good preseason. But it's not the right moment to speak about the future. We have to concentrate at the situation now. We have to go game per game, step by step, and to increase our level, and to show all the supporters and ourselves that we deliver. And over the future, we speak in summer when we achieve the goal.
You mentioned there about doing your homework on Cardiff at the weekend. Was there elements that you saw that were impressive in this Cardiff City side? They're a team with a bit of momentum behind them, like yourselves at the moment. Were there elements that you thought that they looked impressive in certain areas?
Yeah, it's a technically good team, and they won the last 2 games. So they have a lot of self-confidence now. But when we speak now about Cardiff, maybe we can give them some informations what we maybe want to do on the pitch. So yes, first we speak to our players, we prepare the match plan for Wednesday, and I'm fine when we speak later after the game about our preparation.
And final question for me, I suppose we know Delano Herzog had a fruitful time in Germany. He had a good record there. Were you aware of what he had done previously in Germany? And I suppose, are there elements that you liked in his time in Germany that you feel that he can bring and even enhance his game in terms of the championship? Were you aware of Delano before you even came to Huddersfield?
I know many things about the players because we spoke many weeks before I arrived, so I got some information. Why it didn't work in Germany, I cannot answer, because I was not the head coach from Mainz 05. And now he is in the team. He had an injury, and in the last 2 games he started as a starter. And did it good, did it well, yes, and now he deserves to score a goal, because strikers, they want to score goals, and he's one of 11 in the lineup, and he has to do his job also in the defense, and he played with high discipline, and I'm happy with his performance, and then he is now ready for a goal.